One thing about this world today is every day is uncertain. We had no idea if we were going to wake up this morning. We had no idea what the weather was going to be like. We had no idea if our car was going to start. We had no idea if we were going to get here this morning. We had no idea that God was going to let us be in our seat this morning to worship Him and to have fellowship with one another and to praise His name. Everything we do every day, every minute, is uncertain. We think we have a plan. And I'm very good at making plans. I'm an engineer that analyzes everything, so I'm a planner. And my plans never go the way that I put them on paper, ever. So I think if you can think about how uncertain everything you do every minute is, think about what you did yesterday and what you did the day before. Was it the way that you planned it? Probably not. What I'm going to talk about this morning is I'm going to give you seven things that are uncertain. The first thing that is uncertain is our beauty. Beauty's not in the New Testament. I couldn't find it. I found it 49 times in the Old Testament. No one here had anything to say about their beauty. We have no idea what we were going to look like. You have no idea what race you're going to be. You have no say in your hair color, the amount of hair that you have, whether you're strong, whether you're weak, whether you're tall, whether you're short, the color of your eyes, the size of your features, ailments that you have, heredities that you inherited, you have no say. But some of us spend a lot of time and a lot of money to improve our beauty by clothes, makeup, tanning, nails, hair color, club memberships. The Bible teaches us on beauty in Proverbs 31:30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Favor is deceitful. Charm is deceptive. Beauty is vain. Beauty is fleeting. Vain is fleeting. Our beauty that we work so hard to have will get away from us. We also find out about exercise in 1 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. The second thing that's uncertain is men's promises. Psalms 146:3 tells us about men's promises. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Here we find that men's promises will fail us. Think about the changes men have made to the scriptures. Think about the promises that men have made. Think about all the religions that we have today. Every religion other than one is a man's promise. I'm going to read some of those promises. Once saved, always saved. It's a man's promise. Works do not matter. A man's promise. No baptism, a man's promise. Baptized by sprinkling as babes, man's promise. 1,000-year reign of Christ, God's promise, man's twist. Unending grace of God, God's promise, man's twist. Christ is not the Son of God. Man's promise. I can kill Christians to get to heaven. Man's promise. I can only join Christ's church on Easter. Man's promise. I can buy my way to heaven. Man's promise. On and on and on and on. If you think about the reason God talks about man's promise so boldly, is look what it has done to his scripture. We find in Proverbs 6, 16 through 19, six things that God hates. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Four out of six of these apply to men's promises. Two of those apply to lying. One is a wicked heart, and one is soweth discord. We also find about the path that men make in Matthew 7, 13 through 14. Matthew 7, 13 through 14 follows the different religions that man has promised. And Christ gives this very simple analogy where he says, "Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Few there be that find it because we listen to man. The uncertainty of man's promises. The third uncertainty is riches. We all want riches. We all go after riches. We find about riches in Proverbs 23:5. "Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven." And then in the NIV, the same verse, "Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle." We come into this world with nothing, and we will leave with nothing. We find that in 1 Timothy 6 and 7. We also find that we must work to have. Picture heaven. Picture the richness we will get. So here's the example of what heaven will be like. "And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was as jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. There was 12 foundations of precious stones, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. And every several gate was a one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, nor the shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Here we find our riches are heaven. And I wanted to read verse 27 again, where he talks about a lie. "No lie will make it to heaven. And there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The fourth uncertainty is our future. We find a scripture on the future in Proverbs 27:1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. It is very easy to put things off until tomorrow. We always plan on tomorrow being there. Sometime I could do something today, but I put it off for a day, week, month, because it's easy. Luke 12:16 through 21, Christ tells us of a rich man planning for the future. I'd like to read this. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of the certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. Here we find we don't know our future. God knows our future. He knows when he'll take us. He knows how long our life will be. The only thing when we can be sure of for the future is Jesus, we find in Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. I'd like to read a poem titled Tomorrow. He was going to be all that a mortal should be tomorrow. No one would be better than he tomorrow. Each morning he stacked up the letters he'd write tomorrow. It was too bad indeed he was too busy to see Bill, but he promised to do it tomorrow. The greatest of workers this man would have been tomorrow. The world would have known him he had ever seen tomorrow. But the fact is he died and faded from view, and all that was left when living was through was a mountain of things he intended to do tomorrow. The fifth thing is friendship. Friendship is uncertain. We find in John 16:32 that even Christ's friends left him. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. We find about friendship in Proverbs 18:24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The biggest thing to think about friendship is the golden rule. I think the golden rule was written so that we could all have everyone as a friend if we adhere to Matthew 7:12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. If we treat everyone like we would want to be treated, friendship is unending. Friendship is like a flower. It flourishes with nurture, and it wilts with neglect. The sixth thing is, earthly glory is uncertain. The definition of earthly glory is found in 1 Peter 1:24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower therefore falleth away. We also find a definition of glory in Matthew 6:5-6. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of their streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. your character, your earthly glory is your humility. That should be your earthly glory. Character is what you are in the dark. The seventh uncertainty is life. Life is uncertain. James 4, 14 and 15 is a good definition of life. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Think about your life. Think about eternity and your life. If you can think about time, that's your life. If you can think what we can comprehend as eternity, if you snap your fingers, that's what your life on earth is. That's it. If you can think about how long eternity will be. How does life start? We find life starts in Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. How does life end? We find in Ecclesiastes 12:7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Life is full of experiences, from a child to an adult. We learn our character as a child. It's very hard to change character after we become an adult. I would like to read a poem entitled, Children Learn What They Live. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith. If a child lives with approval, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with acceptance and freedom, he learns to find love in the world. Children learn what they live. This concludes my thoughts this morning. I hope you can think about your life and think about your future and think about how uncertain everything is. Think about the shortness of time that you have. Think about the glory that you have on earth is your humility, is your caring for others. That's your glory. Something that is certain is that we will all die. And we will have to answer for the things that we've done on this earthly time that God has given us. This is your chance to make things right. As I offer the gospel invitation, if you have anything that you would like to make known or you would like to place membership, this is your opportunity as we stand and sing.